Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We are here live in Commander's Park, and Dan Quinn is talking to the media right now. Let's take a listen and find out what he has to say.
All right, guys, I'll get rolling with you today. Captains, offensively, Ertz, and defensively, Samer Steele, and on the special teams, J-Mac. And all these guys, man, they bring a lot to our team in lots of different ways and standards and competing. And so we're all pumped to see these guys get this op. I'll rule three players out. That will be Ballore, linebacker Nick Ballore, cornerback Marshawn Lattimore, and kicker Austin Seibert. All the rest of the guys practiced, and we'll huddle up tonight and see how they do. But those are the three that that won't play. I'm ruling them out today.
How has Brian Robinson looked this week?
Yeah, today was the day to get speed, and so that was a good sign to see him and the rest of his teammates really get running. It was a kind of a ramp up, John, as you go. Think of a slower on Monday, a little faster yesterday, but today's the day you hit the marks to go up, and so he did a good job with that.
I know you guys have moved on from the Jahan trade months ago, but when you look back at the process, how you guys made the decision, hey, we want to go in a different direction, what do you kind of look back at that, and how does that kind of help shape what you guys have been doing overall with your internal conversations?
Well, I thought number one, you know, with Adam, we always said this best decisions, you know, for the team at that time, Ben. And so whether that's, you know, a trade or whatever that looks like, that's going to be kind of the driving force behind it. As you guys know, we didn't really talk about who's the two and that. We had a big deep crew at receiver now that you've seen, you know, kind of how the guys are used and where we're at. But that was the best op for the team. And John did a great job. He was here with us, and look forward to seeing him.
With Wiley and Cornelius, how's it looking for them going into this game?
Yeah, they both had good work yesterday. We did kind of some individual, and then we got really more today at full speed. Not full speed, but enough where we could punch and go and be aggressive. And so Cornelius and Andrew both did a good job today.
Take two more.
Dan, your personal philosophy when given deciding to give a guy a second chance in light of OZ and possibly moving on, but what do you think about when you want to?
I'm not sure what you mean by moving on. What are you saying?
Replacing.
Oh, understood. Sure. Well, I think you have to look at the whole body of work in terms of the work ethic, what you've seen before, and so. You know, when you're going through it, you want to make sure there's not a pattern that comes up. And if that's the case, then, okay, then it's somebody else's role to do that in punt return. But there's also a lot of work and trust that's been put into that. And so that's really where I look at it. And I'm at the top of everything, like protecting the team. And so that's where I stand on it.
Hey, Coach, when you had an opportunity to look at the Eagles film, what are some of the things that you've seen that they do really well?
I'll start for their defense. I thought their five down fronts, the four down fronts, I thought the safeties down when they're back, the disguise. I thought Coach Fangio does a very good job and has for a long time, Kendi, into that space. I love the aggressiveness of their corners, playing tight coverage onto people. So there'll be a lot of contested throws and contested throws and catches. The interior part of their guys, big guys with size and guys that can rip off the edge. So a good challenge that way. Offensively, I felt run game-wise was similar to what we have seen. Their line coach and staff there has done a fantastic job through the years in the run game, and they've added an explosive player to the mix in Saquon. Kellen, I thought, added probably different, you know, his flavor and elements to the drop-back game to go. But the addition of Barkley has really been, as it's been proven, you know, a big addition for them this year. Special teams-wise, big place kicker, you know, that can hit it from deep. So the field position for us is going to be a big deal in this game. That's where I think of them all at the top. And known quantity, tough group. And so for us, you know, heading up there, division game, like, it's really cool. We're pumped.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
All right. You guys have a
B. Mitchell Finley, you just heard from Commanders head coach Dan Quinn there, ruling three players out. Nick Ballore, and that's not going to make the headlines, but he's been really good on special teams.
Yes.
And you hear Dan Quinn talk about the importance of field position in this thing.
Yep.
That's not a nothing thing. And then you've also got place kicker Austin Seibert to continue the special teams.
Gonzo going to take care of that.
Gonzo looked fine last week. You'd like to have Seibert, but clearly that hip injury is kind of a factor. Mm-hmm. And then the big one, B, I don't know, this should be a surprise, but Lattimore ruled out. What's your reaction?
Hey, he's not ready. So, I mean, I think everyone wants to rush that, but if he's not ready, he's not ready. It's nothing to be overly concerned about because, like I said yesterday, and I know people were, well, we want him on the field. Well, he hadn't played for you yet, so you don't know what you're missing. You know, and if he's not ready to go, you damn sure don't want to put him out there.
Like, especially if you trade assets for somebody that's kind of hurt.
So my thing is, like, Devontae. We talked to Dave, and he said, oh, yeah, he's dealing with a hamstring. Hey, if I'm a cornerback, I want to line up on you right in your face and see if you can really run. See if the hamstring is 100% healthy. You know? So you're going to test people, and I think that's the ultimate thing. When you're ready to go, you go. But if you're not, you don't want to put nobody out there. That could be a bad thing.
Agree with that. I want to check in with Jeffrey. Our dear friend Jeff Walker tends to be a tad bit reactionary at times. He loves this burgundy and gold. Jeff, what do you think? Seibert's out, Ballore's out, Lattimore's out going into Sunday.
Honestly, JP, until Lattimore gets on the field and play a game and I see the difference, I'm not going to be rushing. Because we've been doing this without him here this entire time. Like, granted, I want to see him, like, but it's like I can't be like, oh, no, we need Lattimore. Now, granted, BSJ got cooked, but, like, I can't be like, yo, we need Lattimore back right now. So until he suit up and play, it's just waiting for the best for him. Seibert, That's a big one to me because even though he's been kind of sketchy, he's still been our kicker. And we all loved him when he first got here and was doing his thing. I don't know. Like you said, the way the ball looked when, what's the kicker name
that Gonzo. You said?
Yeah, you said it got
Gonzalez. Over. Zane Gonzalez.
You said it got over there, but we all was looking like, oh.
It was floating a bit.
Yeah,
it looked a bit of a floater.
It looks scary. At least with Seibert, we know majority of the time it's going in. So, and then the other dude, I don't even know him, JP.
Ballore, he's a special teams ace.
Yeah.
I love Chess. Like, who's the other dude? Jeff, I don't even know the other dude.
I'm going to need
you to care more about special teams, dog.
Yo, it's tough for you to say that with as a producer on the Brian Mitchell program.
Yeah. Yo, the guy with special teams that I've been, like, raving about lately, because one of my boys was trying to play Quan Martin, and I'm like, dude, he's hitting. Like, our special teams is hitting. I just didn't know his name. I apologize.
It's all good. Quan Martin also plays defense.
No, he was on special teams, too, because he
Right, but he's also the starting safety.
Yeah, but he hits on special teams. Like, when I watch special teams and I'm seeing it, JP, unless you go back and watch the All-22, all you really see is the hits at the end.
Are you talking about that big hit in the Pittsburgh game?
And it was one before that. It was a couple of games that he laid some big hits.
Quan comes up and puts some – he laid some wood.
He does. Percy Butler had the really good hit in the last game.
That's what the green
Not that specific one.
Landini, so here's what we know is Seibert, Melor, and Lattimore are out. Does that significantly impact what you think for tomorrow's action?
No, but I do have a question. So Dan said that Seibert or Seifert, sometimes known as Seifert, Belor and Lattimore are out. Does that mean that B-Rob and Wiley and Coleman and Tyler Biotish, does that mean all those guys are playing?
No, that means that they practice.
Okay.
It means that they're not ruled out yet.
They're not ruled out yet.
It does not mean – so that's a great question. So the injury report's going to come out here in just a minute. Maybe it'd take a little bit longer because Philly's got to complete theirs too. But all of the guys coming into this that were questionable remain questionable, are limited. All those – the only people that have been ruled out are Belor, Lattimore, and Seibert. Those are the only three people that got DNPs both on the Monday and Tuesday practice report. DNP is did not practice. So you're still going to have – Biotish, Coleman, Farrell, Lucas, Robinson, Wiley. My guess is they're all still going to have a limited participation today. Unless the way he talked about, what do you think about the way he talked about Brian Robinson?
I'm thinking that he's going to play.
It seemed that way, right?
Yeah. But see, the thing of it is, listen, man, the whole thing, we all got to, I know what our wants and our feelings are sometimes. Dudes are human. They have to get healthy, and then they go. If they're not healthy, you don't want them out there, point blank.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the B-Rob thing, I'll be really fascinated. The only one of these guys I could expect, I could maybe see a limited designation get to a full, because particularly when it comes to, I mean, think about it, B, these are all walkthroughs. So what's the difference between a limited designation and a full designation? It's the limited individual work you do into the limited walkthrough. Mm-hmm. You could probably get somebody a full, be in compliance with the media rules, and there really isn't much of a difference.
Yep.
But, Lanville, that's a great question. I would still expect the one thing he did not answer, he said Wiley and Lucas were looking good. But none of that says who the hell is going to play right tackle on Thursday night. Is it still Trent Scott?
It doesn't say, but y'all figure it out. I would say this. Whoever he's going against is not. What?
No. So, certainly.
So that should help a little bit too.
Lanville, I have an idea, should you be up to it. It's reasonable. This is not one of my pyramid schemes. I'd like to open the phone lines up and let fans react to the injury news. This is the last time you're going to hear from Dan Quinn until tomorrow night at 8:15 on Amazon when he does a sideline interview with Kaylee Hartung, right? Like, there's no more official information coming out. We know who's been ruled out. We know who remains questionable. How are fans feeling about the injury status of this team rolling into Thursday Night Football? The phone number is 800-636-1067. That again, 800-636-1067. Phones are now open. Lanville, how do you feel about the injury report?
I agree with what people are saying about Lattimore. You know, it's not like we're really missing him yet because he still hasn't ever officially debuted. I don't think that Seibert being out is all that big of a deal. They may do last week with Zane Gonzalez. The thing that has me nervous is the kind of the limited guys, the guys that are questionable, that could maybe go either way. That could really make a difference, obviously, if they have that. The O-line, there's just so many injuries on it. If those guys can go, I'll feel a hell of a lot better than if they can't.
Yeah,
I agree with that, too.
And the other part of this that folks got to realize is when these guys are questionable, we saw this with Biotish the other night, that if you're questionable, like it's possible that you get out there and then it goes poorly. You know what I mean? Obviously, nobody's hoping for that, but they're going in beat up. They could get more beat up. Hmm. And I think it's tricky to like understand that. but you hope it doesn't happen, clearly. We'll let people weigh in on the game. I'm sure people in the chat are weighing in.
Of course.
Everybody wants to know about B-Rob. I would say right now it sounds pretty good. Last week, though, before the Steelers game, on Wednesday it sounded pretty good, and then that thing kind of dissipated. And when you heard DQ talking just a little bit ago, he said, you know, today was the day we really got it up to speed and we tested this thing.
Yeah.
And if they're willing to test it the day before a game, to me sounds pretty legit.
Yeah, because I think the information you've been gathering and getting from the trainer says, we think he's good now. Doesn't have no pain. It's not catching. Think about the hamstring when you have a hamstring pull. It starts to heal up. You start to run and you can feel that thing catching a little bit, grabbing. And once that stops, you normally can go. And then, but the thing you have to be concerned about, hamstring pulls a lot happen when you stop. You know, you take that long stride to stop, that's when the hamstring goes. So you watch guys when they have coming off of one, they try to coast a little bit farther before they stop. But on a football field, you don't have that luxury all the time.
No.
You got to be able to put that thing in the ground, cut, do whatever you got to do. So I think at this point, that's probably why they took a little longer. It probably was catching a little bit longer.
Yeah, I think that you got to take your time with a hamstring, with a skill position player. I think getting B-Rob back out there helps a lot. Like the numbers I talked about earlier, in their last two wins, the Commanders were 5 of 15 on third down and then 5 of 12. And win against the Giants kind of gave that game away. The Giants won time of possession. They had more yards. They just turned the ball over. You really – and then, dude, against the Steelers, those numbers got even worse. I didn't include them because they lost to the Steelers, obviously.
Yeah.
But the Steelers on third down, Washington, I'll give it to you, was 5 of 14. So in their last three games on third down, 5 of 15, 5 of 12, 5 of 14. B-Rob helps.
He does. Because
get
B-Rob
second and six and third and
the
two.
The difference is B-Rob rarely has lost yardage on first down, second down carries. He normally gets you those 3-4 yards, and then now it makes it a lot easier. And all that stuff works hand in hand. You know, people don't – getting a 4-yard run and getting a 2-yard run is a hell of a difference late in the, the down count.
Yeah. Absolutely. There was a question there about Jahan Dotson. Obviously, they're going to face Jahan Dotson. Jeff mentioned this possibility earlier. Do you think – what is your level of concern about Jahan?
I'm not concerned. If they let him go, okay, he practices against these same receivers, these defensive backs and stuff here. If they let him go, then they don't fear.
Dotson has 8 catches for 98 yards on the season. 5 of those have gone for first downs. No touchdowns yet this year. He had a catch for 27 yards in last week's win over Philly. And the week before that, he did have – it was only a catch for 36 yards, but it came at a vital point in what was a close win over Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. Here is the plan, folks. When we return – we're taking your calls. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. If you've seen the video from the NBC4 Twitter account, you know what Jaden's vibes are. Jaden's vibes are strong. What are your vibes? You know the injury report. We now know the injury situation. Lattimore is not playing. We don't know about B-Rob, but it's trending the right way. Taking your calls next on B. Mitch and Finley.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Aretha talking now.
Are you wrong? Why are you gone?
This is what Commanders fans are saying to Eagles fans.
I don't wanna.
B just told me something astonishing. The goalie for the Caps is undefeated.
Logan.
They're 10-4 on the year, and I guess this dude Logan has won every start.
He's, what, 7-0, I think it is, or 6-1-2, yeah.
That's crazy impressive.
Yeah.
And that's not to mention Ovi already scoring and on path to shatter everything. Here's what we're doing. How concerned are you? How ready are you? What are the vibes? A little vibes check before the Commanders take on the Eagles. What do you say we are, B? We're 24+7, 31 hours out, roughly?
Right around now.
Yeah. My math was right. You know I'm hitting on all cylinders. Phone lines are full. What are your vibes in advance of this game? I know you get amped up. I know that you care about what the squad is doing.
Kind of like, you know, I'm kind of like the calm before the storm, you know, in games like this. I know I'm chilling to it. And then as I get closer, you know, when I walk on the sideline, that's when I start to feel it again.
Okay.
So, feel good about this one, though.
All right. How does Tony in Northeast feel? Tony, where you at, buddy? Tony, are you hammering something?
Tony, you up, brother?
Hey, how you doing? Sorry, guys. I'm at work.
What's happening?
All good.
Man, I really hope Brian Robinson plays, but I really don't think we need him. I think Eckler can get the job done.
So you're feeling quite good then, huh?
Man, yeah, I am. I'm confident in Eckler. I think as long as we feed him and, you know, stick to the script, we'll be all right. I'm not worried about Philly at all. The only team that really scares me is, like you guys said, the Lions. That's the only team in the league that I'm scared of.
Wow.
Philly, I think, is not going to be a problem.
Calling his playoff all shot right there,
baby. Gotcha, man.
They don't even play the Lions as it's currently slated anyway. Thank you for the call, Tony. It is a Wizards Wednesday. We're going to be giving away a pair of Wiz tickets maybe about 10 minutes. So buckle up for that. We'll keep the phone lines going here. The Deacon is in D.C. Deke, how you feeling?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on? JP, B. Mitch, and the crew.
What's
how
up, brother?
How do you do?
We're good, buddy. We're good.
So, I'm like this. We need to save, you know, our big guns for definitely for any NFC opponent. Now, if B-Rob can't go, listen, I'm with Tony. Let's just go with what we got. Eckler, and then we'll use the battering ram, Rodriguez. You know, he's the next man up as far as the battering ramp is concerned. And, you know, preserve B-Rob if he can't go. If they want to try to take him in, you know, let's bring him in. If he feel a little ginger after we start him out, let's go back to plan B. Eckler and then Rodriguez for the battering ramp.
All right.
It's not a terrible plan, dude. We'll see how it goes. Thank you for the call, Deegan. Appreciate you, buddy. It's going to be really interesting to watch the run game kind of develop tomorrow night because you know what Philly's going to do in the run game between Saquon and Hurts. I think it would help whether B-Rob plays or not, and I'm leaning towards him playing. I just had somebody we have on the show pretty regularly from a Northeast market just text me, yo, is B-Rob playing? And I'll tell the listeners the truth. I said, I think yes, but I don't know.
Okay.
Is that how you feel?
Yeah.
I think it's trending the right way, man.
I mean, until you see him go out there, you won't know. So I think people think just because we work around it, we always know. You don't always know. Sometimes we just have to guess.
It's possible they don't. Like, it's possible nobody knows. All right, let's keep it going. Rusty, what up, Rust?
Hey, fellas, how you doing this afternoon?
We're good,
good man. How are you?
Good, man. I'll have whatever those last two guys are having. I just say, you know, I'm a victim of Ashburn syndrome myself. But I watch this team pretty intently every single week and every single day. I get the all 22. I mean, you know, I'm one of those guys.
You get the all 22 for practice? You better not tell anybody that.
No, from the game. what I'm saying here is,
remember when IU posted that?
God. Don't worry about Russ. If you were getting it from practice, he'll be calling you later on and say, how can I get that?
So my whole thing is I don't think we can win the game with a steady dose of Eckler. I mean, I know we kind of have a player at quarterback that we've never had before. But becoming one-dimensional with him, I think, is a problem against the Philly defense. It seems to be really hitting a stride right now. And nobody's really talked about our defense. I mean, I am so concerned about the back end. I know Jeremy Chin's doing his thing back there. But these corners on Island are not very good. And I just have some concerns about what the Eagles will scheme up in the passing game. So my vibes are high. I'm always going into the game with a positive outlook, but I think that there are a lot of challenges that will determine the outcome of the game. And if we're not rising to that occasion, it's going to be a long night.
All right, man.
Thank you for the call, Russ. Good call there, buddy. I think it's going to be fascinating. Just kind of listening to the calls and the ebbs and flows of Commanders fans. If you want to call in, hit us 800-636-1067 with the short week and the injuries. And all week it was like, oh, man, the secondary. Now DQ establishes what probably most of us believed anyway, that Lattimore will not play in this game. And now all of a sudden the vibes are like, yeah, whatever, we got him. You know what I mean? Like, now as game time inches closer, I think whatever concerns you had about the secondary are still valid. But if you get Brian Robinson out there, the best way to handle this thing might be to keep Philly off the field. And if you get B-Rob back, you win that time of possession again, you start converting on third downs, could change a lot.
That would make a difference, you know? And I know in this day and age, it's all about passing. But you got to have a battering ram. You got to be, if you can run the football effectively, you can put stress on the other offense.
B, I just saw this. This is from a fellow by the name of Mark Fisher, who's a Washington Post columnist. Mm-hmm. He just tweeted out, and Nikki Javala retweeted it. That's how I landed here. I don't follow Mr. Fisher. But he writes, new column, a D.C. Hail Mary, how the interests of Trump, the Commanders, and Mayor Bowser could merge into a new stadium on the RFK site. What do they say? Politics makes strange bedfellows? You never know, man.
You ain't lying about that.
Let's go to Cairo in Ashburn. Cairo, we're in Ashburn, too. What up?
Hey, what's up? Confidence in this game is conditions-based. If no B-Rob, then I'd say we have a 50-50 shot, because in every game without B-Rob, it's been down to, like, a call here, a call there. And if we do have him, I would say it's like 75-25 that we win with B-Rob. I think this defense is better than it was, but if they aren't good this week, we've proven that we can win in a shootout, and we've proven that we can win in a defensive contest where it's not a whole lot of points. So I think regardless, we have a shot, and I think that's really all that matters. That's all we really need, because I think Jaden has proven that if you give him a chance, he'll win games for you.
Dude, I think that's a really good call. They've proven they can win different ways.
Hell yeah.
And I think that is a big step in the right direction here. Good teams win different games different ways.
Different styles.
And
right.
I think, you know, not that you can count on a Hail Mary, but I thought that you look at the Bears and the first Giants win, where they weren't able to score a ton, but they were able to move the ball a lot. Mm-hmm. I won't be shocked if that happens tomorrow night. These Eagles linebackers are really good.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be able to move the ball, but that red zone's going to be an issue. You got to get scores when you can. What you got?
That's the
White on white?
Supposed to be the color scheme for tonight. I mean, tomorrow night, under the lights.
All right. There's also motion at your door, your Ring camera just notified.
Yeah. That's Greg.
What's up, Greg? I thought it was a really cool move. You know how they've made captains a week-by-week thing?
Yeah.
Zach Ertz gets to be a captain going back to Philly tomorrow night. I believe he said the other day.
He didn't leave there with no animosity.
No, but I don't think he's been back yet.
Yeah.
And I do think that matters.
Don't worry. Those crazy people in the stands won't let him know about it.
You think he gets booed?
He going to get his cheers before the game. When the game starts, he going to get booed.
They traded him away.
Don't make a difference. You're in another color. That's what they think.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, Eagles fans are going to Eagle fan. That's okay. Let me take another call here. Oscar's in Germantown. Oscar, talk to me, dude.
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, we're going to take care of these Philly birds tomorrow, man. I'm not scared. Every time we go up to the link, we take care of business up there. I say Jaden has a big game tomorrow, and he goes over 300 yards.
You know what, Oscar?
You know, I would love to see
bless
that.
You.
I want to see that, baby.
Lanville, in for the sake of fair and balance, you want to give me a quick fact check on every time Washington goes up to the link, they take care of business?
I feel like that is not correct.
I mean, they lost up there last year. I know the last win was that Monday nighter, and it was electric. That's one of the most electric locker rooms I've ever been in after that game. I'll never forget Revo holding the speaker, cranking Meek Mill. But I don't think that's correct. They have played well against Philly historically. Left hand up, you got that correct. Here's what I'm going to do. Phone lines remain open, but now it's for a different purpose. Who wants to go to a Wiz game, baby? 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Caller number 10 right now. You'll win a pair of tickets to go see the Wiz take on Boston Friday, November 22nd. It's an NBA Cup game, and every fan in attendance gets a Wizards NBA Cup rally towel. More info at fandc.com/contest. Wiz against the Celtics on a Friday night. That'll be a fun evening in the district. Get your tickets now. When we come back, going to make some bets. Now, you've heard me talk a lot about my dishwasher, how it broke, how my wife was mad at me, and how I solved it. Obviously, I didn't fix it. You know me better than that. I called Better Appliance, BETTAR. The folks at Better Appliance can take care of you. They can help you with service. They can help you with the new appliances. Whatever it is you need, give them a call. Because here's the thing. They've been in the D.C. area for 70 years. They're based in Kensington, Maryland, family-owned, and they want to help you out, especially with the holidays coming. It's going to be Thanksgiving and then Christmas right around the corner. Trust me, you don't want to get stranded with a broken oven when you got your in-laws coming over for Christmas dinner. If you want better service, you better get better. BETTAR, betterappliance.com. B. Mitchell Finley, who won the Wiz tickets, Jeff? You still dealing with it.
Theodore Lindsay of Temple Hills.
Shout out to Theodore Lindsay of Temple Hills.
Way to go, Theo.
Where is Temple Hills? South of Landover?
Yes, it's by, you familiar with like the Marlow Heights area and all of that? It's over in that area. I say not too far from the harbor, Oxon Hill.
So kind of between, like north of the harbor and Oxon Hill, kind of by Andrews?
I'm not even going to lie, JP. When you saying north, south, east, and west, I don't know. I just know it's in that area, bro. Only thing I know definitively north is Baltimore.
All right. If Baltimore is your definitively north part, what's definitively south?
Waldorf. Virginia?
Waldorf. Okay. What do you consider Virginia?
Virginia is another state that's in the south, but we're talking about in the terms of in Maryland, bro. I just know the central area is my area, Capitol Heights.
What is Annapolis?
That would be north. Oh, would that be north? Yeah, that would be north or east.
What is Bethesda?
That's up there, too.
What about the Eastern Shore?
JP, I'm not stupid now.
What direction is the Eastern Shore?
It's in the west. It's in the west. That's where the Eastern Shore is in the west.
His name, Eastern Shore.
All righty, let's make some bets.
Hurry here, voice. Hurry here, voice. Gather around.
All right, Jeffrey.
How you going yesterday, Jeff?
What y'all picked yesterday?
Oh, you weren't here. That's right. How'd it go?
I was sick as a dog yesterday.
What happened to you?
Yo, I've just been feeling bad since I got back from Jersey. I think it's the weather because it was cold up there and it was warm down
here. What you eat in Jersey, Jeff?
What I eat in Jersey? I didn't eat nothing in Jersey. I ate in New York.
What you eat in New York? It might be the food, man.
I ate from the bodega.
What do you love that cheese chop or whatever, right?
Oh no, I didn't get a chopped cheese because we were shooting a movie up there, so it was just very early. And then I made it back down to DC. But I got me a bacon, egg, and cheese on a bagel, on an everything bagel. That's it.
Everything was on that bagel product. Everything got you.
Nah, I don't know what this is. I think this just it was just the weather. But
all right, let's get so to her Jeff lost. We all won because Jeff didn't keep track of anything.
Yep. Yeah.
I think we're all 2-0.
I'm 2-0 anyway because I'm telling you, my Knicks won and my Suns won.
I took Duke and they lost.
Yeah, so I watched that last night.
Yo, did you watch it?
What
did you think of Cooper Flagg?
I think he's good, but I'm not going to say he's great because that dude on the other side was going at him.
The big fella?
Yes.
Yo, Kentucky to me already seems better coached. Not that, like, Calipari's not a great coach. Like, I understand what he does, but he's all about building individuals to get to the league. That seemed like a team playing hoops last night.
They had some athletes on that court last night, brother.
But what I saw with Flagg, though, for sure, is you in a league.
He doesn't look like he's 17.
In a league that drafts for potential, that dude's got a lot of
it. He got it, but the other kid from Duke, I forgot his name, he can play, too.
Yeah.
They had two of them.
All right. Who's got a pick for tonight, damn it?
I'm taking the Cavs tonight.
I'm going to pick that JP leaves early.
I'm going out to dinner with B-Mitch, assuming I get to Philly in time.
JP, you're leaving at 2:30. If you don't get to Philly by damn 7:30, something wrong with you.
What needs to be required? What counts as me leaving early?
Before 12.
That's late. We're not going to be at dinner until midnight.
No. We're going to the cigar bar after that.
I can only handle the cigar bar starts to hurt my eyes, man. All the smoke.
Hey, whatever. If you don't walk in the cigar bar, you left early.
Suck it up, man.
I'll walk in.
It hurt my eyes.
I'll walk in and walk out.
You hurt my eyes. Wear some damn goggles.
What if I walk in there with rec specs?
Wear some goggles, damn it.
I mean, if the cigar bar hurts my eyes, imagine hanging out at Jeff's house. I'd go blind. All right, Jeff, you taking the Caps tonight?
Caps, baby, Caps.
What are they playing?
The Maple Leafs at home.
Give me Caps.
Yo, that game's better be on. Is that not
Joe
Locker?
And then
I'm
going to take the plus 14.5. Give me plus 14.5 with the Pelicans.
What about you, Professor Landini?
I'm taking OV goal tonight and then the Wizards plus 9.5.
What's an OV goal?
Plus 1.45.
I'm gonna Venmo you. Get me in on that.
This is just us betting. This is not money.
I want to put real money on an OV goal.
Well, hey, Landfield, tell him Venmo you, and then you keep it.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking.
I'm going to take – this is a big number, but I got faith in Coach Pitino. St. John's Red Storm laying 25.
Jeff, we got a song tomorrow before the show?
Yeah, Jeff, we got a song?
Of course.
All right, make a show.
Of course. St. John's Red Storm laying 25.5. That's the action. Thank you to everyone that listened to the program today. Thank you to Dave Zangaro for joining us. Of course, as always, thank you to Neil Greenberg for joining us. This is a fun one, man. Thank you to DQ for talking while we were on the air, making it clear that Lattimore is out. We don't know about B-Rob, but it sure seems like it's trending the right way. Me and B live in Philly tomorrow. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Made it this far. Jeff owes you a beer.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.